Good morning. This is Akashvani. I am Anuja Kumar with World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold talks with his Fiji counterpart Sithivene Rabuka in New Delhi today. Indian ambassador to Russia says India will continue to buy oil from wherever it gets the best deal to protect its national interest. Russia and Ukraine exchange 146 prisoners of war. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney meets Ukrainian President Zelensky, backs security guarantees for Ukraine as part of peace deal. And nearly 6 lakh people evacuated as Typhoon Kajiki to make landfall at Vietnam East Coast tomorrow morning. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with his Fiji counterpart Sithivene Rabuka in Delhi today. Mr. Modi will host a lunch in honour of the visiting dignitary. Mr. Rabuka arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a 3-day visit to India. He is accompanied by his spouse, Suleti Rabuka. The delegation include Minister of Health and Medical Services, Ratu Antonio Lalabalavu, and senior officials. This is the first visit to India by Prime Minister Rabuka in his present capacity. The Prime Minister of Fiji will call on President Draupadi Murmu in the evening today. A report.
India-Fiji relations are based on mutual respect, cooperation and strong cultural and people-to-people ties. The visit of Prime Minister of Fiji underscores the long-standing and enduring ties between India and Fiji. It reaffirms the continued commitment of both countries to further strengthen the bilateral relationship across all sectors. Over the years, as a major development partner of Fiji, India has supported Fiji in its nation-building efforts across key sectors and in the area of capacity building. Development cooperation is the key pillar of India's partnership with Fiji in areas such as agriculture, capacity building, education, health, IT, MSMEs, clean energy, and humanitarian assistance and disaster relief. Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
India's ambassador to Russia, Vinay Kumar, has said that India will continue buying oil from wherever it gets the best deal and take measures to protect its national interest. In an interview to a Russian news agency, Vinay Kumar said the US decision to increase tariffs on Indian imports by 25%, totaling to 50% due to New Delhi's purchase of Russian oil, is unfair, unreasonable, and unjustified. He emphasized that India's energy policy aims to secure reliable supplies for its citizens and that its cooperation with Russia and other countries has contributed to global oil market stability. Mr. Kumar also highlighted that India-Russia trade is driven by mutual interests and market factors and pointed out that other countries, including the US and European nations, also continue trading with Russia. Russia and Ukraine exchanged another 146 prisoners of war from each side yesterday after mediation by the United Arab Emirates. The Russian Defense Ministry said all of the freed Russians were in Belarus receiving psychological and medical assistance. A report.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky posted pictures of smiling returnees, saying most of them had been in captivity since 2022 when Russia invaded its smaller neighbor. He said a journalist taken prisoner a month after the invasion was among them. Zelensky thanked the United Arab Emirates for its role in overseeing the swap. The third round of peace talks between Russia and Ukraine was held in Istanbul on July 23rd. After the talks, Russian presidential aide Vladimir Medinsky said both sides had agreed to exchange at least 1,200 prisoners each. Renu Kataria for World News.
Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney told Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky that he backed Ukraine's calls for robust security guarantees as part of any peace deal, saying Canada would not rule out sending troops under such a framework. Carney, making his first visit to Ukraine since taking office in March, joined Zelensky for a ceremony in central Kyiv yesterday to mark the Ukrainian Independence Day, which was also attended by Trump's special envoy for Ukraine, Keith Kellogg. 3.5 years since Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine, U.S. President Donald Trump is leading peace efforts, and Ukraine is working with its European allies to draft potential frameworks for post-war security guarantees for Kyiv, which Trump has also expressed openness towards. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa held a telephonic conversation with European leaders to discuss the Russia-Ukraine peace efforts. South African presidency said Ramaphosa has spoken to Zelensky, the French president and Emmanuel Macron, and Finnish president Alexander Stubb. Spokesperson to the president, Vincent Magwenya, informed that in all the discussions, European leaders openly shared their perspectives, appreciated South Africa's role in engaging with both sides to the conflict, and provided President Ramaphosa with a firm commitment to supporting efforts aimed at ending the war between Russia and Ukraine. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has accused the Western countries of trying to block peace negotiations to end the Ukraine conflict. This follows a flurry of diplomatic activity which appeared to stall the progress. Russia has blamed Western countries for not wanting the talks to come through. In an interview with state TV station Rossiya, Mr. Lavrov said they are just looking for a pretext to block negotiations. Mr. Lavrov also slammed Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky for obstinately insisting, setting conditions, demanding an immediate meeting at all costs with Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Vietnam has ordered more than 5,86,000 people to be evacuated ahead of the arrival of Typhoon Kajiki. Weather forecasters said that the storm is already packing winds of 166 km per hour and is expected to strengthen further before making landfall tomorrow morning. People from the central provinces of Than Hoa, Cang Tri, Hue and Da Nang have been ordered to leave their homes, a report.
Flights have been cancelled and boats told to stay ashore. The storm is cutting past Henan in China, where the country's weather agency said up to 320 mm of rain was forecast. Weather forecasters say Typhoon Kajiki is expected to weaken as it moves inland into Vietnam, but still lash the country with winds of over 200 km per hour and expected rainfall of 300 to 400 mm. Officials from the Ministry of Agriculture and Environment said the situation is extremely dangerous and not safe for any vehicle or structures such as tourism and aquaculture racing facilities. Vietnam Airlines cancelled at least 22 flights to and from central cities today and tomorrow. Neelam Kaushik for World News.
Planes and tanks have pounded parts of Gaza City as Israel plans to seize the territory's largest urban area. Residents have spoken of uninterrupted explosions in northern and eastern parts of the city. Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz said forces are acting and will continue to act with full force to defeat Hamas, to secure the release of all the hostages and to bring the war to an end under the conditions set by Israel. On Friday, Katz had said attack plans has been approved and warned that Gaza City would be razed unless Hamas agreed to Israel's terms to end the war, including the release of all hostages and Israel's permanent security control over the enclave. Earlier, the Israeli military in a statement said it had expanded its assault on the Jabalia area in the northern Gaza Strip by dismantling terrorist infrastructure above and below ground, eliminating militants and strengthening operational control in the area. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold talks with his Fiji counterpart Sitiveni Rabuka in New Delhi today. Indian ambassador to Russia says India will continue to buy oil from wherever it gets the best deal to protect national interest. Russia and Ukraine exchange 146 prisoners of war. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney meets Ukrainian President Zelensky, backs security guarantees for Ukraine as part of peace deal. And nearly 6 lakh people evacuated as Typhoon Kajiki to make landfall at Vietnam East Coast tomorrow morning. And that is the end of this news bulletin.